We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, caring viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hotuth, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Changhua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongcha Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Goshan County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, channel 105 on Mingchang Cable TV. You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, forests in five countries receive protection under United Nations program. In humanitarian news, Cuba opens eye clinic in Uruguay. In sustainable energy news, a solar-powered concert for the community is held in Arizona, USA. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 28, is Ethiopia's National Day, commemorating events in 1991 that led to the establishment of a new government and federal constitution. Situated in eastern Africa, Ethiopia is renowned for its important paleontological sites, such as the lower valley of the Omo and lower valley of the Awash, where anthropoid fossils dating back as far as 4 million years ago have been found. Ethiopia is also home to a sacred site in the town of Lalibela. It is the location of 11 churches that were carved out of a single block of granite, with the roof being at ground level. We wish the gentle people of Ethiopia a blessed National Day.
Fly-in news, earthquake rocks Macedonia and Kodiak Island in the USA. On Sunday night, a 5.4 magnitude quake occurred in Macedonia, approximately 10 kilometers from the Greek border. The initial tremor was followed by some 70 aftershocks of magnitudes greater than 4.
Although homes were damaged in the village of Bashibos, there were miraculously no reports of casualty or injury. Macedonia's National Crisis Center representatives stated they would be traveling there to address any needs. Meanwhile, Alaska's Kodiak Island in the USA sustained over 20 tremors on Tuesday, one of magnitude 5.9, with no reports of injury or damage. We thank heaven for the safety of the Macedonians and the residents of Kodiak during these traumatic tremors. Our prayers that disruptive events such as these may be eased through our more benevolent stewardship of the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you for the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
European Union hosts food security workshop for Pakistan. As part of a 50 million euro donation through its food facility project, the European Commission recently hosted a workshop to discuss the project's goals of alleviating malnutrition and improving agricultural production for the most vulnerable farmers in Pakistan. In seeking to expand agricultural productivity by up to 40%, the project is expected to stabilize food supplies for some 170,000 households across all four provinces of the country. Thank you, European Union, and Providence bless your assistance to Pakistanis in need. With your valued help, abundant food supplies are surely within reach for all the warm-hearted people of Pakistan.
Factory farms harm not only health and environment, but also communities.
The AH1N1 swine flu virus continues widening its foothold globally, with close to 13,500 confirmed cases in 49 countries, a first case just reported in Singapore, as well as Romania, and fatalities exceeding 100.
As cases rise in Japan, some 2,000 schools have cancelled or postponed their student trips. The country with the highest number of cases is the US at more than 6,700, where the government's Health and Human Services Department has highlighted shortfalls in the public health system, including inability to ensure food safety and respond to the daily demands of a pandemic. Experts state with certainty that this swine flu strain would not be the last nor the worst to be faced, so long as factory farms exist to generate massive quantities of meat.
Dr. Amy Fitzgerald, a sociologist at the University of Windsor in Canada, is one of many researchers who have studied the impact of the meat industry on surrounding communities. Due to the high stress job of contacting or killing distressed animals, incidents of injuries, cancers, accidents and fatalities are notoriously high among factory farm and slaughterhouse workers. Dr. Fitzgerald, who has also seen such social effects as substance abuse, crime and violence, shared her findings in a phone interview with Supreme Master Television.
So I looked at 581 counties in the U.S., that had slaughterhouses, that didn't have slaughterhouses, that had large ones, that had small ones, to see if there was a significant relationship between the number of slaughterhouse employees and various crime rates.
And what did you find?
I found that the slaughterhouse employment levels were related to significant increases in the total arrest rates, arrests for violent offenses. Some researchers mentioned that they noticed increases in domestic violence and child abuse in particular.
Dr. Fitzgerald revealed that slaughterhouse work led to a higher incidence of general crime and violence among workers than other jobs of a similar nature that did not involve killing.
So I included other manufacturing industries that had high immigrant labor concentrations, low pay, and high injury and illness rates. And what I found was that the relationship was quite unique to slaughterhouses, and it didn't translate to these other comparison industries.
Our sincere thanks, Dr. Fitzgerald, for demonstrating the grave problems and degradation the meat industry brings not only to health and environment, but also to society. We sorrow for those people as well as the ones afflicted with the swine flu, and send our sympathies for the loss of loved ones to this virus. May our awakening to the vast scope of harm caused by livestock raising help lead us towards a compassionate vegan diet for all.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith, regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adelila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. There will be awakening their own great compassionate loving self nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Urban agriculture helps Cubans stay healthy with fresh produce. In 2008, over 1.4 million tons of vegetables were produced to help each Cuban citizen consume 400 grams of vegetables and fruits a day. Higher results are expected this year with new investments to increase available land. Using ecological agriculture practices, the system employs over 300,000 people who care for more than 4,000 intensive vegetable gardens, suburban farms, and other growing regions to produce food, medicinal plants, and flowers. What an intelligently healthful plan, Cuba! May God bless your nation with many fruitful harvests to nourish the people.
Mayors for Peace call for nuclear non-proliferation. Led by the mayors of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, a group of worldwide municipal leaders recently gathered at the United Nations in New York, USA, to advocate peace in preparation for the upcoming 2010 Nuclear Non-Proliferation Review Conference. Miss Emiko Okada, a Japanese atom bomb survivor, and her granddaughter, Yuki Tuminaga, was a guest speaker at the event. Recent calls by U.S. President Barack Obama for a nuclear-free world is reviving international momentum toward disarmament, a message that was echoed by Miss Okada as she ended years of silence to speak of her own childhood experiences in the hope of furthering global peace and a harmonious future for her granddaughter's generation. Our sincere thanks, Mrs. Okada, Mayors for Peace, and all others for your commitment to eliminating all nuclear weapons. May your efforts unite us all in creating an arms-free world.
U.S. Students Charity Project receives contribution from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Wishing to contribute to the international charity Free the Children, students from 45 Broward County Schools in Florida, USA were able to raise $93,450, which was used to construct 11 new schools in the African country of Kenya. Moved by the students' care, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated an additional $15,000 to their cause. This amount could purchase the equivalent of $441,000 in materials based on Kenya's cost of living. The school board of Broward County recently sent Supreme Master Ching Hai a letter of appreciation for her meaningful contribution. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following excerpt with our viewers.
May 19th, 2009. Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, on behalf of the students in the North Central area, we would like to thank you for your most generous contribution of $15,000 for our Free the Children project. Our children have learned so much this year by being part of this wonderful cause.
We have taught our students about doing good deeds for others, that when you do that, blessings are returned over and over again. By learning what the children in Kenya do not have, our students and staff became more appreciative of what they do have.
Wouldn't it be a better world if every human being does something nice for another? The oceans might separate us, but we are all one community. We may look different, we may have different beliefs, but when it comes right down to it, we are all family.
May God bless you for this wonderful opportunity of sharing our story with your viewers. Please know that your contribution will build a school, furnish it with desks, chairs, and supplies, and pay a teacher to educate these well-deserving youngsters.
Sincerely, Leontin J. Butler, Ed. D., Area Superintendent.
Arthur E. Rose, Assistant Director, Free the Children, Project Coordinator. www.freethechildren.com.
We We are touched by the giving spirit of the students from the 45 Broward County Schools in Florida, USA. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her detailed care that touches so many lives. May the children of Kenya and everywhere be graced to expand many horizons through the joy of learning.
Save our planet. Large elder trees are vanishing from forests. In a rare 60-year study, U.S. researchers from the University of Washington and the Yosemite Field Station of the U.S. Geological Survey, or USGS, found that large diameter trees are disappearing from even protected forests.
The scientists believe that climate change is to blame as rising temperatures are diminishing the amount of water the trees can receive. As the older trees are normally more stable and provide such features as a protective canopy to protect other flora and fauna, this loss could significantly affect the forest ecosystem.
University of Washington and U.S. Geological Survey researchers, we thank you for informing us of the sad demise of these iconic verdant beauties. May we act swiftly as responsible citizens to alleviate these conditions and help to restore our beautiful planet.
In August 2008, during a video conference with our association members in Canada, Supreme Master Ching Hai once more expressed her concern for humanity's future, advising that we look within to make the changes needed to help restore the earth, including her resident trees.
My goodness, we are trying hard to do something and nature itself doing something else also. Look like we keep racing forever. So the only thing is we have to be morally fit and have to be virtuous. Otherwise, there's no getting away from the retribution for whatever we do, as you can see that. Whatever we do, we'll have a reaction. And it depends on good or bad. The reaction will be good or bad. So planting trees are good, but the tree we plant will not be as big immediately like the tree that we have lost in this case, and probably many other forests around the world which we have not discovered yet or that have not been reported. So planting trees alone is not the solution. It's not the absolute solution. We have to be vegetarian.
Save our planet. Japan's environment minister upholds national emission goals. Responding to the proposed construction of a coal-fired thermal plant in the city of Iwaki, Environment Minister Tetsuo Saito has issued a formal objection based on the fact that the new development's CO2 emissions would be double the goal set by regional utilities. This would thus contradict the country's goals to reduce emissions up to 80% by 2050, saying it's common sense to make the greatest efforts possible to reduce carbon dioxide. Minister Saito also called on the Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry to provide an outline for future coal-fired thermal power plants that will ensure their lowest possible emissions. We laud your courageous and visionary recommendation, Minister Tetsuo Saito. May your country continue to nobly uphold values of sustainable living that inspire us all.
Save our planet. Montreal, Canada launches the largest bicycle sharing system in North America, designed to coordinate with public transportation systems and offering the convenience of being able to rent a bike at one location, then drop it off at another.
Save our planet. The Philippines passes a law that offers tax incentives to investors in hydropower, solar, geothermal, ocean and biomass energy in order to increase sustainable energy projects in the nation within the next 10 years.
Save our planet. A climate change report issued by Mozambique's National Disaster Management Institute states that without mitigation, global warming conditions will cause more floods, droughts, cyclones, and epidemics throughout the country.
Save our planet. Speaking at Johns Hopkins University in Maryland, USA, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged worldwide consensus on reducing emissions as the foundation for more significant progress in Copenhagen, Denmark, later this year.
I'm Iggy the Vegetarian Iguana. Would you like to hear a tip for your animal companion? If your dog or cat friend is on medication that has to be renewed, please be sure to check if he or she has gained or lost any weight since the medicine was first prescribed. A change in body mass may mean a different dosage is required. Please check with your veterinarian to make sure. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now let's see the weather around our globe.
In world news, United Nations program donates $18 million to 5 countries for safeguarding forests. As part of the UN Reducing Emissions from Deforestation and Degradation, or REDD, initiative, the contribution will assist the Democratic Republic of Congo, Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, Tanzania, and OLAC of Vietnam. It will allow them to develop implementation plans for previously presented REDD projects designed to protect their forests and enhance the lives of communities relying on the wooded areas. The UN Food and Agricultural Organization, the UN Environment Program, and the UN Development Program have collaborated to provide financial support. Our earnest thanks to United Nations agencies for promoting the preservation of Earth's life-sustaining resources. May we act as one to bring back a vibrant and healthy planet for the benefit of all beings.
In humanitarian news, Uruguay plans a second eye clinic with Cuban collaboration. The medical facility will be located in Carmelo, 136 miles from the nation's capital, Montevideo. The staff will be from Cuba. The treatment centre will serve 300,000 Uruguayans who reside in Argentina, which is just over 6 miles away. Our sincere gratitude, Cuba and Uruguay, and God bless your joining together for the good of many. May all people have healthy bodies, clear vision, and fulfilling lives. Coming up, a free solar-powered community event is held in Arizona, USA. We are just going to listen to two great tinamou birds in Costa Rica communicate with each other. More foresighted news coming up on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, engaging news for a joy-filled world. In sustainable energy news, a solar-powered concert in Arizona, USA promotes eco-friendly living. The third annual Solar Rock event livened up Himmel Park in Tucson with local music, speeches from scientists and community leaders on green technology, educational exhibits, and fun activities. This free public festival was held to raise public awareness about climate change issues and solutions. In addition, it is envisioned that the event will help encourage elected officials to make clean energy a priority. Students from the University of Arizona attended to support an earth-saving lifestyle.
We're in the global warming age where we're the people who are supposed to be, you know, the future generation who's supposed to be solving the problem. And I think that not enough emphasis is being put on the detrimental effects of meat.
I would just like to ask everyone to consider being a vegetarian.
Food Conspiracy Co-op and Natural Foods Market sponsored the occasion, which was powered by Geo Innovation, a Tucson-based solar panel company. Kudos, Food Conspiracy Co-op, Geo Innovation, and all those participating for promoting a sustainable and viable planet. With our combined efforts, we will soon see a return to a verdant ecosphere.
Please join us for a hearty laugh with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Clear Evidence.
Herr Richter, woraus schließen Sie, dass der Angeklagte betrunken war? Zeuge, ja, er ging in die Telefonzelle, kam nach einer halben Stunde wieder raus und schimpft, dass der Fahrstuhl nicht funktioniert.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
感谢您播出师父的教理。我是男生，今年11岁，兴趣是玩电脑。我在有线电视第三台看到无上师电视台，学到了许多知识，也感谢师父提醒我们要吃素。台湾澎湖马公市的张宇成。
Smart Yu Chang, we're happy that you find Supreme Master Television helpful. Supreme Master Ching Hai and other experts have clearly shown that being vegan is the best thing for us and our planet. Please share this cool information with all your friends. You can find supporting materials that are downloadable free of charge at www.suprememastertv.com/SOS. Wishing you and all young people a brilliant future with our love.
Do you have a heartline today? Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life be graced with an elevating spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russian First Lady Svetlana Medvedeva takes part in the consecration ceremony of St. Catherine Church, the first Roman Russian Orthodox shrine.
Following a successful mission to repair and upgrade the Hubble telescope, the Atlantis space shuttle arrives safely at the Edwards Air Force Base in California, USA.
The United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority delivered 300 tons of humanitarian aid to Pakistan, including food supplies, blankets, and tents.
In Queensland, Australia, lifeguard David Smith successfully resuscitated an 11-year-old Jack Russell Terrier by mouth-to-snout resuscitation after the dog was overcome by waves.
Acting head of Turkey's Kurdistan Workers' Party, Murat Karagilan, affirms the group's peaceful stance given their own parliament, similar to the successful system established by the Scots in the UK.
Spanish filmmakers work with West Saharan refugees through multimedia and filmmaking classes to help them communicate with distant family and the world via video and the internet.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon calls upon the Sri Lankan government to allow humanitarian aid agencies full access to the country's refugee camps, along with free movement for their displaced persons.
US President Barack Obama nominates Princeton University-educated US Circuit Judge Sonia Sotomayor for the Supreme Court, who, if approved, would become the first Hispanic Supreme Court Justice.
Egypt has granted a humanitarian aid convoy led by parliamentarians from Italy, Greece, Ireland, Switzerland, and Britain to bring food and medicines into Gaza in the Palestinian territories.
Energy ministers from the G8 and other countries met in Rome, Italy, where they commended Saudi Arabian King Abdullah's Energy for the Poor initiative that helps developing nations obtain energy.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.